Hosts, let's get real. Is your short-term rental truly protected? And no, we're not talking about air cover. That's not your insurance. It's Airbnb's. If you're relying on air cover or a standard homeowner's or landlord policy, you're leaving yourself exposed.
Exactly. Air cover only applies to Airbnb bookings, and you have no control over how claims are handled. You might be thinking, what about my homeowner's or landlord policy? Well, they're not designed for short-term rentals. That means guest-caused damage, lost revenue, even liability claims could come out of your pocket.
But here's the solution: Proper Insurance. They offer one complete policy built specifically for short-term rental owners. It replaces inadequate homeowners or landlord coverage and gives you protection for property, liability, and even revenue loss if your rental is out of commission.
What we love about Proper is that they cover every booking, Airbnb, Vrbo, direct bookings, and even protect you during your personal use or vacancy period. Their expertise in short-term rentals mean they understand the unique risks you face as a host.
Don't wait until something happens to realize that you're not covered. Visit www.properinsurance.com/TFE to schedule your free risk assessment today.
Click the link in our show notes or visit www.properinsurance.com/TFE to get started. Proper Insurance will review your current policy, point out any gaps, and help you build a plan to protect your property and income.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Before we dive into the content, let's hear a word from our sponsor. Choosing the right property management system is a big decision. We did our research. There are so many options and features out there, but we've used Hostfully for years, and it's the best fit for our business.
Exactly. Hostfully isn't just a PMS. It is the backbone of how we operate. Managing listings across Airbnb, Vrbo, and Booking.com is seamless, so no double bookings and no stress.
And the custom guidebooks, total game changer. Our guests get everything they need, like check-in details and our favorite restaurant recommendations, before they even have to ask.
Plus, Hostfully integrates with everything: guest screening, payments, and even our in-house damage waiver. It's saved us so much time. And now their new Inbox AI is another time saver. It pulls from our guidebooks, property details, and even the surrounding area to help us respond quickly to guest questions.
TFE listeners get $100 off onboarding with code TFE100 at hostfully.com/TFE. The link's in the show notes, so book your demo today.
Annette, have you ever noticed how much time and energy goes into managing those small but essential tasks, like getting the trash bins out to the curb and back?
Totally. Trash valet is one of those things that has to get done every single time, no exceptions. But you don't want to ask your guests. They're there to enjoy their stay, not take on chores like taking out the trash. And cleaners, either they have too much on their plate or they may not even be there that day.
Hosts, if this sounds familiar, let us introduce you to Fido. Fido specializes in bin-to-curb trash valet, making sure your bins are where they need to be on time, every time.
And Fido doesn't stop there. They also handle excess trash hauling and pre-stay inspections with tech-enabled systems designed specifically for short-term rental hosts. So you aren't left wondering, did the trash bins actually get taken to the curb?
And right now, TFE listeners can get their first month of bin-to-curb service completely free.
So what are you waiting for? Head to getfido.com/TFE to sign up today and see how Fido can take those small but essential tasks off your plate.
Because when you hand off the small tasks, you gain the time and focus to grow your business where it really matters. Growing your team is not just about freeing up your time. It's a sign that your business is really taking off. I know when we finally decided it was time to hire, and it was such a nerve-wracking decision to make. But when we did, we could have never imagined the positive impact it would have on our time and on our goals.
I think a lot of us feel that we should be able to handle everything ourselves, but there's power in knowing when to bring in help. And that's where Extent Team comes in. They're experts in providing remote team members who specialize in hospitality and understand the unique needs of the short-term rental world, like guest communication, reservations, and even bookkeeping.
And here's the thing. Hiring isn't just about doing more. It is about doing better. With a team, you get to focus on what you're great at, while your Extend team member supports you on the rest. It's a win-win that helps you keep growing while keeping your standards high.
So if you're ready to bring on a team member and really level up, check out Extend Team. They make hiring easy, professional, and empowering, and you won't believe how affordable they've made it for hosts with one property or hosts with multiple properties.
Click the link in the show notes to book your free demo today with Extend Team and see how they can support your hosting business.
Hello, welcome back for another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakhan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting. Let's start this episode like we do each and every week, and that is celebrating one of you, our dedicated listeners, who's going to strshare.com, sharing everything you can about your short-term rentals so that we can share you here on the podcast, on our Instagram account every Sunday, to our email list. Annette, who are we sharing this week?
This week, we are sharing at Shiloh Glamping, S-H-I-L-O-H. And I want to highlight a few things here. First and foremost, I love their pinned post on their Instagram account. And I especially love the one where they introduce themselves, Tobin and Jennifer. And they give this really lovely just bio of themselves. It like makes me want to go stay with them. I feel super connected to them immediately. And I just think it's always smart for hosts to introduce themselves in the pin. The second pin that I love is a video tour. So I think right there, boom, boom, those are two things like show me the space, show me the host, sign me up. So take that as a guide for you as you're working on your account this year. And then I love their direct booking site, shilohglamping.com. Check it out. It is simple. It is to the point. The thing that I really love here, please go check it out, is their FAQ section. They really just break down, honestly, any question a guest could have. Super, super simple. And some of them are one-word answers. Some of them are longer. But I would encourage you to go look at their FAQs because they've got them covered. I think it's a great way. And their direct booking site is just simple. So if you're wanting to build your own direct booking site this year, take a look at them and see how just less is better. Get it started. Put yourself out there. Well done, Shiloh Glamping. Thanks for writing in. We hope you have a wonderful year in your short-term rental. This episode, we are going to focus on one thing that we see a lot of hosts not doing or participating in that's leaving potentially.
Not potentially. It is.
It's leaving
money on the table.
Reservation after reservation after reservation on the table. And I, you know what? I'm going to put it out there. If you are a host and you do not have this turned on, I would not stay with you because I would not even see your listing. I'm putting it out there. This is a filter I use and I wouldn't even see your space. Even if you have the best space on the planet, I wouldn't see it because I use this filter. What is it, Sarah?
We're talking about Instant Book today. And here's the deal. So we are, as we're recording this, and I think we'll still kind of be in it once this goes live. But we are hosting our boot camp, which if you didn't jump in this time, it's okay. But yep, we will do this again. And you need to join us. It is giving us life. And we have discovered that, listen, we've been doing this a long time. And so some things that we mentally got over years and years, dare I say decade ago, people are, obviously, if they're new to the game, they're having the same mindset shifts that we had to go through. Mm-hmm. But one of those is Instant Book. And I am floored that so many hosts are terrified of using Instant Book. And so we wanted to talk about it today.
And I will share with you, I am one of those reformed, terrified hosts. And a little story here is I went to one of the Airbnb opens. Unfortunately, they do not have them anymore. I had the opportunity to go to the last one in LA, and this
is cool.
Almost a decade ago. And when I say that ticket, I think was $1,000 to go to it. Obviously, I had to travel there, had to stay there. This one takeaway made me tens of thousands of dollars. And I encourage all of you, like, there can be one idea that really is a game changer for you. And this was the idea because I was surrounded by hosts from all over the world. I had maybe been hosting for 30 days. Okay. So also encourage you, if you are not investing in yourself, you need to, because this is the game changer. I invested in myself to go learn. And these hosts had been doing it for a long time. And I was so scared of like instant book, like people just instantly book my place. But when I say I asked host after host after host, again, from around the world, from someone with an ADU, from someone with, you know, letting people stay in their homes to giant vacation homes. And the answer time after time after time was like, girl, you crazy, turn it on immediately. And when I say I turned it on before I left and the reservations started coming in, I did, like, that was game changer for me. So I do want to share. I know where you're at if you don't have it turned on. But here's what's so great. It's one of those lovely little slide buttons. So you can slide it on, you can slide it off, right? So you could, if you're not committed, it's not a tattoo. Sarah's going to maybe get a tattoo one day, but if not committed, you can get those lasered away too. But you can just slide it back and forth, okay? So again, this is something that doesn't have to be forever. Let's tell them why.
Let's take a step back first. In case anyone's listening because they are host curious, what is Instant Book? Instant Book is a feature that allows a guest to book without prior host approval. Okay. The benefits of this is that it streamlines the booking process for guests and hosts, and it reduces barriers to booking, especially for last minute travelers. Who is a last minute traveler? They have a stigma. We think that they are terrible humans. They are disorganized. They want to cause some sort of party.
They're partiers.
Their name is also Annette Grant.
Mm-hmm.
So when I tell you this woman will travel to Europe and not have a place to stay until she lands on that soil, I mean it. And it shocked me. There are a lot of people like Annette Grant, and they are good guests. Mm-hmm.
I like to see the area before I commit.
There we go.
I want to get the lay of the land sometimes before I decide. Or it's a road trip. And I don't know exactly how far I'm going to get or where I'm going to get. So, yes.
And the reason why both Annette and myself and other experienced Airbnb guests put that filter on of turn on Instant Book when they go to book is because they don't want to have to wait and have a conversation with a host. Mm-hmm. They want to get, because listen, if we're taking time to book a property, whether it's a large home for a group, I don't want to hem and haw. Once I decide on what I want to be done and move on to the next thing in my life.
Right. For example, if you want to book a hotel, you don't have to ask them, can I book on these dates, right? You see they're available and you book. So we always like to mirror as many things in traditional hospitality as possible. And the one thing that Sarah said that I want to highlight is it streamlines the booking process for you, hosts. It's less work on your part. Less back and forth. You know, you're not having to go back and forth with a guest. So imagine taking some of that stuff off of your plate too.
One of the topics so our bootcamp for January is booked and profitable, not just booked or booked in high occupancy. It's booked and profitable. And what we did in this bootcamp, I'll give you a little bit of a sneak peek, is we related the booking process to that of a sales funnel, because that is what it is. All right. If sales makes you feel icky, I need you to kind of get over that whole thing, because selling is serving. Mm-hmm. And you change that mindset that you have a product, it is your property, and you are selling it online. When you create friction in that booking process, you could be losing out on potential guests. Okay. So what happens there with Instant Book, mm-hmm. when you have it turned off, you are causing friction. A guest has to interact with you and then wait for you to respond before you can approve their stay. And so
the algorithm actually, I'm going to say it, punishes you for this.
It does.
Because Instant Book listings are prioritized by Airbnb.
Yes.
And listings that don't have it turned on, that's perceived that there's more friction there. So think about it from Airbnb's standpoint. They want
They want you booked and blessed.
Yeah, they want properties booked fast, quick, and before you make a decision to go somewhere else. So the less friction there is, the more likely they're going to serve you up. And we are going to give you a stat. That's obviously stats change on a daily basis, but if this one does not convince you that you should try Instant Book, I don't know what else to tell you.
So Airbnb reports 60% of bookings are made using Instant Book. And then when we did our research, both RankBreeze and IntelliHost report that if you don't have Instant Book on, you are missing out on 50% of potential reservations for your property. And we already know how hard it is in today's market. It is to stand out in a sea of online listings. So by just turning that on, and listen, we're going to address your fears, so just hang tight. But if, just by turning that on, you improve your chances of improving your occupancy by 50%.
Yeah. I mean, we
if not 60%, according to Airbnb.
Right. And we have a laundry list of things that you can do. But this is one of those that's like, hey, if you are sitting there trying to figure out, you know, how do I make more money with my short-term rental? We are serving this up on a silver platter for you. All right. So you want to make sure, like, are you being competitive? And this is one of those things. If you're not using it, you're not, you know, you're not putting yourself in the most competitive space that you could be.
Let's address your fears, because I know you are all right now talking back at us while you're on your treadmill or in your car and you're like, but ladies.
And that's okay. And guess what? Overarching to this whole thing, you do you.
Oh, yeah. It's your business.
It's your business. You can do whatever you want. But if you are looking to get more bookings, we're trying to help you here.
We are trying. All right. Let's address fear number one, which is attracting problem guests. And I'm assuming that's what popped into all of your heads. It's what popped in my head all those years ago. But here's the reality is Airbnb does provide you with safeguards. And if you do not believe me, we are going to share this information that is coming directly from the Airbnb site. Mm-hmm. Okay. But there are safeguards that you can put. So
you can put additional. There's a button where you can actually, again, put additional requirements.
Yes.
But we already have the verified ID requirement that Airbnb has across the board.
So let's say you go to your listing and you choose to turn on Instant Book, which, by the way, you know how the new Airbnb listing editing tool has like everything kind of broken down in chunks? An entire chunk is dedicated to Instant Book.
So that should tell you something right there.
Because Airbnb, Brian Chesky is all about design, and nothing is by mistake or overlooked when it comes to their UX, to their the experience you have while on their website. So that tells you something. You can turn on Instant Book to automatically accept bookings. You can turn it off to manually accept or decline booking requests. So step number one is just turning it on. And then to address your fear is that guests with negative reviews who have had incident before, they can be blocked if you turn on the need for a good track record. Mm-hmm. Okay. So if it makes you nervous, turn on Instant Book and then turn on the good track record option.
Completed a stay without incident or bad reviews. And
right.
I'm gonna let them in. You don't have that even turned on, right?
We don't.
So just to share that with you.
I'll tell you what, actually.
Yep.
Everyone, I think I've admitted this to before years ago, but I have a bad review. My Airbnb account as a guest.
Oh, that's right.
Okay. I was staying in Joshua Tree. And when I tell you I bought cleaning supplies because I wanted to leave the place better than I found it.
You did break a house rule.
Yes and
no. In their fairness.
Yes and no. Yes and no. It was no pets allowed. Okay. And we were going hiking and my friends wanted to bring their dog. So they approached the front door, knocked on the door. I answered the door. We got our stuff and we left. But they had cameras on the front door and they saw that my friends brought a dog. We did not go inside. Like there was no like inside situation. They left a scathing review that I broke rules.
Set removed.
I didn't even try.
Okay.
Because of course, in true Sarah fashion, I responded to that review in length. But anyway, I wouldn't show up in your Instant Book. Like I wouldn't be able to book your place because I have a 3-star review from this host. So I'm just saying, okay.
Well, I also like someone actually during our boot camp was like, hey, I've even welcomed guests that have 10 great reviews and then stay wasn't great because maybe they brought someone with them. Maybe they were going through a hard time. Who knows? So you can turn good track record on.
And you can also create a preset message with questions for guests to respond to when booking, if that makes you feel a little bit more comfortable. But that's also some friction.
It is friction. But I want you to take baby steps if you're coming to this episode nervous. So it's a pre-booking message. You can say, like, tell me why you're coming to town, or tell me that you agree to the house rules. But I can tell you that Airbnb already tells you, welcoming guests with Instant Book. I'm reading this right from their website. All guests must agree to your house rules before booking. And if you're uncomfortable with an Instant Book reservation, you can cancel the reservation. Now, if that happens, if, like, let's say someone Instant Books, you then communicate with them, which is sometimes what we do. If they say nothing and they just Instant Book, I have trained my team, our guest service agents, to engage and just, like, make sure, are they communicative? Maybe ask them after they book why they're coming to town. We've already got them booked. And so if they then give us red flags, which has happened, we don't just cancel. We call Airbnb and tell them why we're nervous and worried. And oftentimes they will initiate that cancellation without penalty to us.
Yep.
So
exactly.
I would, and that they are more willing to work with you if you had Instant Book turned on and they booked via Instant Book than they are if you engaged and they accept the reservation and then decide to go back on that. That is harder to do. So, yeah.
Yep. So you've got some, you know, optional settings for those guest requirements to make you feel more comfortable if you haven't yet turned on Instant.
Yeah.
And I can share that this is something that so many hosts, like, once they turn it on, they never go back. I'm sure there have been some, but I just want to say it's something that I see time and time again, that once they do it, they're sold.
It's also part of the training that I do with my guest service agents is after an Instant Book comes through, I have them check every single reservation that comes through. So even if it's Instant Booked, you can still see when you get a booking and then go to that guest profile and just check them out, right? Like, are they from your area? That's one red flag sometimes we have. You know, what did their reviews say, so that you can then, again, go back if you need to cancel the reservation, if you feel like they aren't a good fit for your property and could potentially break your house rules. So this is another reason why your house rules have to be dialed in. And you want to make sure that you are not appearing to be discriminatory, because everything is clearly laid out in your house rules. So that is one thing, that you don't have to lose control over who books, because after they book, have a protocol that you still review the guest who is coming and why they're coming. That can all still happen after they book. And then maybe you're nervous about last minute bookings. You don't have to be worried.
Yeah,
about that.
This is the game changer, because I think this is where people probably get the most nervous, because it's like, it's Instant Book and it's last minute.
No.
There's definitely got to be trouble. Here's the deal. You can set advance notice and preparation time. So to avoid last minute bookings, you can set these times. All right. So it could be same day with a cutoff time. So let's say you're like, hey, as long as you let me know by noon, we're good to go. But after that, nobody can Instant Book. Maybe it's a day before. Maybe it's at least 3 days. Maybe it's 7 days. But you can set this advance notice. So again, Airbnb is giving you that control. And also, Instant Book isn't available if a guest books within 2 days of check-in and needs to arrive at a time that's outside your check-in window. So they already have some automatic parameters, boundaries in place. So I'm hoping that gives you another layer of, like, because I know a lot of people are like, but they Instant Book and it's not clean, or it's too close to check-in. It's like, well, you can control that.
You can control that. I will say, this is why you should have your property, if you can, have it cleaned immediately upon checkout and have your product ready to be purchased. I'm just changing that terminology or that vocabulary on purpose. Have your product ready to be purchased as soon as possible, and you will maximize, and you don't have to lose control of quality. This is all systems based, everyone. If you choose not to do Instant Book and it's based on fear, that is not a reason to not do it. And just, listen, you know how much Annette and I care about quality and about guest satisfaction. And I can tell you, this is not a problem in our company because we have parameters in place. So just to review this, you will get higher booking rates, higher occupancy due to convenience for guests, and you'll have less time spent messaging and more time for operations, growing your business, or digging into a guest via messaging after they've booked. I'm not trying to take away that relationship building with your guests, because I do believe in it, but it can happen after they book?
I'm just going to kind of, for economics, share that to give you a very holistic approach and how much Airbnb not only believes in instant book, but also last minute reservations. Airbnb owns an app called Hotel Tonight, who I am a super user on. I think I've stayed close to 100 nights. I just want you to know that they are so aware of last minute and instant booking. They purchased the Hotel Tonight app, which has hotels all over the world on it. They know what a huge market this is.
That's a great point.
So much so, they invested in it because they're like, hey, if they can't do it on the Airbnb platform, we're going to purchase a platform so we can make sure we're still getting all that traffic. I mean, if there is not a light bulb dollar sign ding, ding, ding going off in your head.
It needs to be.
Yeah. And actually, I'm just like, I'm thinking that to myself of like, holy smokes, they know the demand. That's why they purchased Hotel Tonight.
That's one thing I'll say. We champion direct booking. We champion owning your guest and having your own direct booking website. But that is not to say that we don't pay close attention to what Airbnb deems important, because they have, I mean, millions upon millions of dollars in marketing efforts and research efforts. And I mean, teams, huge teams. So everyone, we can learn from what's important to the traveler, because from Airbnb.
And if you, I think another just something to offer here is the amount of people that are going to be making last minute reservations, wanting this instant book. This to me is a stat that is just going to continue on the rise, because with most users on Airbnb using the mobile app, again, the least amount of friction, that host is going to win. And as more people come into the market, as more people are booking mobile, the less friction there is, the more you are going to get favored in the algorithm. So do yourself a favor and make yourself more bookable.
I love this. And also, one last tip. When you make Instant Book work for you, you will get great guests. And you can control who can even come through that Instant Book funnel, which is just another layer to baby step into this. You can also create some automated messaging templates to confirm bookings and provide details, and it can still be warm and have a connection. And actually, I just learned this from another host, and I actually really like it. At the end of that automated message, tell your guest, this message was automated, but a real human is right here standing by to answer any questions you have, so feel free to ask them. Mm-hmm. Anyone who's worried, I'm one of them, of automating that guest communication too much, because I'm in this because I want to make connections with our guests, and I know there is money to be made by knowing more about what they want and need. But that is not to say that I don't leverage the automation of getting them what they want and need as soon as I can via an automated message. And that message can be warm and welcoming.
So with everything that we advise you to do, let's experiment. Let's be excited. Let's turn it on. Let's assess it. And again, let's assess the impact on your bookings. All right. We're excited for you. If you don't have this turned on,
with that, I am Sarah Carrigan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are.
Thanks for visiting.
Talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week.